This was not the last sight of incarceration. Wibelena closed a year after the petition was sent to Queen Victoria. Our old people had spent more than a decade watching boats come and go until finally one came for them. On the 18th of October 1847, a boat sailed from Flinders Island carrying 10 men, 23 women and 10 children. Our people were finally taken back to mainland Lutruwita, Tasmania, but this move did not result in better conditions or freedom from colonial control. The 47 survivors of Wibelena were moved to an abandoned convict station south of Nipalona, Hobart. This was a forced mission, like Wibelena, but in a new location. Oyster Cove was deemed unfit to house convicts, yet our ancestors were forced to live there. The mission remained open for over 20 years. At Puttalina Oyster Cove, our people were treated like curiosities, coerced to pose for photos and subjected to scientific study. Children were taken from their families and the practice of culture was still restricted. There, our people continued to sicken and die. The last person living at the Oyster Cove station was Truckanini. When she died, the colony claimed a victory, saying there were no more Tasmanian Aboriginal people alive. At schools, universities, books and museums, they taught that Tasmanian Aboriginal people no longer existed. The extermination myth was a lie, propagated by a colony wanting to absolve itself of any responsibility to the Aboriginal community whose land it had stolen by violence and deception.